Rebecca Williams moved out to Eagle Mountain Lake, northwest of Fort Worth, about 7 years ago. She was looking for some peace and quiet. Then came the earthquakes.
You can actually see my house rocking side to side. And I tried to get up and run downstairs, and for a moment I couldn't run because the house was shaking so bad.
The area has seen nearly 20 earthquakes in the last month, the largest measuring 3.6 on the Richter scale. That's below the threshold that causes significant damage. But the tremors have caused cracks in Williams' home and rattled residents. An earthen dam at the bottom of Eagle Mountain Lake has to be inspected for cracks after each tremor. So, what's behind the quakes? The area is part of the Barnett Shale drilling region, where fracking for oil and gas has taken off in recent years. There were little to no quakes in the region before that time, but it's probably not oil and gas drilling directly causing the quakes. Rather, a byproduct of all that drilling, wastewater, could be the culprit. The injection of that wastewater deep underground can cause faults to slip, triggering quakes. Ken Morgan, director of the Energy Institute at TCU, says it's likely that oil and gas wastewater disposal wells are behind these quakes. And that means something can be done about it.
If indeed, and we don't know for sure, but it looks like if there are disposal well issues, that first of all, the first line of solution is for those operators to do the right thing and to back down on fluid injection.
And that's pretty much what happened in an earlier case. After a series of earthquakes at the Dallas-Fort Worth airport were tied to a disposal well there, the owners stopped injecting wastewater. And eventually, the quake ceased. But don't look to the state agency in charge of disposal wells to provide any guidance on the matter. The Railroad Commission of Texas, which oversees oil and gas drilling in the state, says they consider links between the quakes and disposal wells to be theoretical. And they're not currently considering any policy changes in response to the tremors. Reporting on energy and the environment for State Impact Texas, Terrence Henry, KUT News.